This Sunday marks a dozen years since Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured in Pakistan. And 7 years ago, Air Force Brigadier General Thomas Hartmann, a Pentagon lawyer, announced formal charges against him.
The charges allege that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks.
Ever since, the United States has been working to try him and four other men on death penalty charges at the U.S. Naval Base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. But the trial has not even started, and the delays continue to multiply. NPR's David Wellner is just back from Guantanamo and has this report on what some are calling the forever trial.
At 8:10 on a sultry morning earlier this month, a bugle blares over loudspeakers. It's the same every morning on this small tip of Cuba the U.S. has occupied since 1903. What's different about this morning in Guantanamo is that for the first time in half a year, the five defendants in the 9/11 case are being escorted to a courtroom perched at the edge of a sprawling tent city. Everything about this place looks provisional, as if it could all be packed up and shipped off in a week. But defense attorney James Connell says things in this military commission proceeding are, in fact, barely beginning.
Not only is there no end in sight to the military commission, there's no middle in sight.
That quickly became clear in the courtroom. No sooner had things gotten underway when a new twist in the case shut things down. This time, the problem was a new interpreter on one of the defense teams. A defendant told the judge he had a problem with the interpreter. He'd seen the man before at a secret CIA-run interrogation center where he'd been held. The prosecution later confirmed that the man had indeed worked for the CIA. Defense lawyer Walter Ruiz says such incidents are one reason it's taking forever for this case even to reach the trial stage.
In essence, it breeds litigation. It breeds issues for us to litigate because it's a system that is so flawed, it lends itself to greater litigation.
And that's fine with Ruiz. He's trying to prevent his client, Mustafa al-Hawsawi, from being executed. But the chief prosecutor, General Mark Martins, wants things to move faster. Despite the delays, he defends the military commission system as fair.
Effectiveness, I'm going to let other people decide that, but it is the only process in which we can proceed toward a full and open trial of these defendants.
The U.S. government has been forced to revise the military commissions twice due to legal flaws. They've produced only six convictions, half of which have been overturned. When President Obama tried moving this case to a federal court in New York City, Congress prohibited any transfer of Guantanamo detainees to the U.S. Since then, the case of the 9/11 defendants has gone almost nowhere. One reason, this court has few legal precedents to go by. So nearly every issue that comes up causes another delay. Cheryl Borman is the lawyer for one of the accused.
It's just one fiasco after another, one more collapse of a system they've been trying to prop up as fair. And each time we come down here, there's another brick removed from the wall that the government claims is the wall of fairness. The thing is collapsing.
Borman is part of the contingent of defense lawyers, prosecutors, court reporters, relatives of 9/11 victims, journalists, and a military judge that the Pentagon airlifts from Washington to Cuba for a week or two of courtroom hearings. Last April, those sessions practically shut down after defense lawyers were informed the FBI had gathered information from a member of a defense team. James Harrington is that team's lead lawyer.
He was allowed to remain on our team without us knowing it for another 5 months, and he operated within our team. And we don't know what it is that he did, what it is that he turned over, and you find out about it afterwards. If you want to talk about sabotage, that's a pretty good definition of it, I think.
Last month, in an attempt to speed things up, the Pentagon issued an eye-popping order. It instructs the military judges presiding in this and two other cases underway in Guantanamo to move down to this naval base and stay until there's a verdict.
It's a pretty clear example of what's called unlawful command influence.
David Nevin is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's lead attorney. He's asked the court to strike down that Pentagon order. Nevin says it puts undue pressure from above on the judge to act in haste.
This is the military commission telling the judge, I don't like what you've been doing. I don't like your decisions. You're not moving fast enough. handle these cases in a different way.
Yesterday, the military judge presiding in the 9/11 case appeared to agree. He ordered an immediate halt to the proceedings until the Pentagon withdraws the order to relocate, an order that, if left standing, would detain the judge himself in Guantanamo, along with the defendants, until this never-ending trial is over. David Wallen, NPR News.
This is NPR News.